And 6:06, it is clear, 83 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 101 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A public meeting is held on zoning in an old Tulsa neighborhood, and KWGS News is there.
It's nearly standing room only at the Central Center, where INCOG and City of Tulsa planning staff are holding a public session to explain form-based code.
I'm going to keep going so we can honor your time. I know this is...
They're seeking input from residents about the potential use of form-based code in the Pearl District. Last night's meeting featured heated debate. Mark Jamison was in attendance.
It was democracy in action. It's messy, it's murky, people get upset.
The Tulsa Metro Area Planning Commission has a public hearing about form-based code on August 1st. Katherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Governor Fallon addresses a crowd of professionals at yesterday's Tulsa Metro Chambers luncheon. She reports good signs from the aerospace and energy sectors.
And we're very fortunate to have a low unemployment rate, but with that also comes the challenge of the workforce. I still hear from businesses that they can't find the workers that they need in the energy sector, aerospace, and other sectors.
She did not announce any decisions about Medicaid expansion during her Tulsa address. Tulsa Public School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard says a meeting yesterday with city leaders surpassed his expectations.
You know, we found some real common ground, and that is that public schools are really critical to the success of Tulsa, and that our city councilors, and there were six of them who were there, are extremely supportive of public schools.
City councilors met with area superintendents and school board members at an education summit at City Hall yesterday. The search is on this morning for a Mays County man. A silver alert is issued for 85-year-old Ralph Smith. He has Alzheimer's and may be headed to the Tulsa area from Adair. A 3-year-old Tulsa girl finds her parents' loaded gun and shoots herself. It happened last night. She is in fair condition this morning at a Tulsa hospital. Water use in Tulsa is approaching 190 million gallons a day. That's not far from the level where voluntary rationing would begin. City Water and Sewer Director Clayton Edwards says the worry is not so much about the quantity of water being used right now, it's the strain on the pumping equipment.
Our concern is if we have high usage for extended period of time, then equipment tends to break down like any piece of equipment. So, we continue to maintain our equipment, but if we have to use our pumps for extended period of time, then we start having some concern.
When consumption reaches 197 million gallons a day for two consecutive days, voluntary rationing is triggered. Officials are still looking for hot spots this morning following a wildfire between Bixby and Tulsa. It happened yesterday afternoon near 131st and South Sheridan. No structures were damaged. About 30 acres burned. The revolving door at the state medical examiner's office is getting the attention of Tulsa State Senator Brian Crane. Crane is a former Tulsa County prosecutor, and he says while facilities are important, we must have qualified staff.
We can build a beautiful facility, but if we are not taking care to hire and attract and recruit the great kind of people that we need, I think we're only looking at half the issue.
Several people were recently fired in the Tulsa office, including a doctor and two supervisors. We go in depth at 7:35 this morning. Two former governors and an ex-federal judge join hundreds of others in remembering the life of longtime state senator Gene Stipe. The McAllister Democrat died Saturday at the age of 85. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot, a high today of 101, breezy and warm tonight, 80 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is clear in 83. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.